This is the Classic Business Africa feature.
Well, Michael Hewson is the director of Graphene Economics, and he's just sat down in front of me in the Melrose Arch studio. Michael, good to see you again. All the best for the new year.
Good evening, Michael, and good evening to your listeners, and compliments to you as well.
Now, we're talking about businesses going into Africa and some of the potential risks around transfer pricing, but I want to start with country risk in particular. And there's an example here. Just today we saw, or was on Friday actually, MTN share price up by 5% as the Nigerian Attorney General withdrew a demand for $1.3 billion in tax. It's a telco that's been mired in country risk, it's called, since its inception. How do you find or define country risk in Africa?
Michael, country risk is basically the risks that impact a company operating or a business operating in that country. It typically includes political risk, economic risk, social risk, and sovereign risk. So a whole bouquet of different factors that could potentially impact it. Everything from political instability that leads to perhaps legislative changes and policy uncertainty, the cost of debt and funding, and the likely impact on interest rates and the cost to business. Demand, factors are impacting demand. If the growth in the economy is particularly low, that will reduce the demand for products. So it's all of these factors that could impact the profits and demand for a company's products.
And likewise, positively as well, if you look at Ethiopia, the economic risk there is on the upside. They're expected to grow at 10% this year. They're making the right policy noises. The political risk looks to be diminishing there, whereas in a country like South Africa, our sovereign risk is increasing. Moody's might downgrade us. Our economic risk is well known. We're not growing, and the political risk is something that's keeping investors on the sidelines at the moment, because one doesn't know which way the factional fight inside the ANC is going. Now, all of this then gets factored into social risk and demands on the sovereigns to start looking for revenue to help fund their countries as well. And this is really where transfer pricing comes into play, isn't it?
Absolutely. So transfer pricing relates to the prices charged by members of multinational firms that are operating cross-border in various different territories. It looks at the prices charged for goods and services, as well as the profits that are made. And where it impacts on businesses operating cross-borders, to the extent that you've entered into a particular market and there's a particular event that causes a drop in demand or additional penalties or risks that's materialized, that will impact your profitability. That will also impact and reduce the level of tax that you're likely to pay in that country. And as a result, you're more likely to get queries from that particular revenue authority. Just addressing one of the interesting points that you made, you referred to the various risks across the different countries, citing Ethiopia and South Africa, etc. Something that we found particularly interesting is as you drill down into those risks, and you might find Zimbabwe's got hyperinflation that they're experiencing, but it doesn't mean that all businesses operating in Zimbabwe at the moment are making big losses. There was an interesting article last week talking about certain South African businesses making good profits under the current environment in Zimbabwe, while most businesses, however, are not.
So it doesn't mean one should take a blanket approach to this. When it comes to transfer pricing, though, what would you advise companies to be aware of if they're going to be developing an African entry strategy to develop appropriate transfer pricing practices?
Well, it's key to understand what your strategy is in terms of the long-term strategy, which markets you want to enter into, and properly understanding that the risks most likely to impact the business in-country. The types of questions facing entrepreneurs and businesses looking to expand are, well, firstly, which country to enter into? Secondly, what model should I set up? Should I set up a manufacturer in-country? Should I set up a distribution entity in-country? Must I have a third-party sales agent? What pricing arrangements must I make? Must it be a fixed price? Must the foreign entity take the price risk? What currency to enter into? The payment terms. Now, all of these different questions that need to get addressed, they will have an impact, because if you provide and allow for longer payment terms, and if it's in a foreign currency, then you're more susceptible to that foreign currency. So you're assuming additional currency risk in that example.
Currency and liquidity risk, as we saw with NAMPAC. And I actually think that the incoming CEO at Eskom, Andre de Ruyter, did particularly well. Everyone seems to point at the NAMPAC share price. I forget that he was offering some solutions in very difficult operating environments in the rest of Africa, in Angola in particular. Michael Hewson, Director at Graphene Economics, with some country risk and transfer pricing implications for firms in this week's Africa feature.